This is CBS Eye on the World. Bob Zimmerman is here, the website behind the black, and we're headed to Mars. Curiosity. Curiosity and the Gadiz Vallis. What am I looking at in your image, Bob?
This is another panorama that Curiosity took this past weekend of the terrain in front of it. It's inside. It's now entered this valley called Gadiz Vallis, which is a slot canyon that flows down off of Mount Sharp. And they've been aiming for this canyon for a decade, literally, and they're now in it. And they're in a section of it they have subtitled Marker Valley, the Marker Layer Valley, because it's an area where there's a geological layer they've dubbed the Marker Layer, which they see on the flanks of Mount Sharp in many places at about the same elevation. Well, they're now getting close to it. And so this panorama shows us approaching the Marker Layer. But more important, in front, right in front of the rover, are these pavement stones, bright, white, light-colored pavement stones, very strange pavement stone terrain. Those pavement stones are something called the sulfate-bearing terrain. This is a geological layer they've also been heading for more than a decade. They can see it. They could see it from a distance. They've now finally reached those rocks, and they're actually beginning to do contact science of those rocks. This is a geological layer well above the lake that once existed in Gale Crater. So the geology that formed this layer is going to be really interesting, and so they're beginning to look at it. And, of course, the bottom line here is that Curiosity is now in the mountains viewing terrain that we have never seen before on another planet, and that's why I post them, John. It's really just cool.
Right. It's beginning to look like the sort of set that you would build for a Star Trek episode where they land on a strange planet. It's got patterns in it. You could paint this on a wall and have Kirk walk out and explain where they are. You know, it'll be one of those episodes. Yeah. It doesn't look entirely real, but I know it. It's Mars. Now we have a cool image.
John, just let me insert. I could just see James T. Kirk fighting the Gorn on this terrain.
Yes.
That was
a great episode. You know, they used to use that same part of California for cowboy movies. I can remember many fights of the Lone Ranger in that same sort, that same background. Curiosity, swirls and maces in Vallis Maneras. This is one of your cool images, Bob.
Yeah, and this is more strange terrain on Mars, but this is seen from orbit. This is in the giant canyon, Vallis Maneras. That's the biggest canyon in the solar system. It would cover the entire United States without any trouble at all and beyond if it was on Earth. So this terrain is very interesting because it's got these swirls of brighter ridges that seem to cut off almost like in straight lines, and it's just very weird. And so I posted it. I mean, it's an orbital image. It shows us geology that I don't really understand in the slightest, and I'm not sure any geologist I would ask would be able to give me a good explanation. We might be looking at layers that are that tilted vertically, and so ridges form, swirls of ridges form that are more resistant to erosion, but they're swirled because those layers have gotten distorted significantly. And it's just alien, John. That's the bottom line. We're looking at an alien planet here.
Another alien planet, the planet Mercury, and there is a probe and been watching Mercury for 4 years and has detected changes? Is that how to describe these things? Do they have an explanation?
Yes. Yes, MESSENGER was a orbiter around Mercury for a period of time. From a period of 11 to 15, it gathered data. Scientists have used that data now to locate 20 different spots on the planet where they've detected changes. They think most of those changes might have been impacts, but if that's the case, then the impacts at Mercury is 1,000 times more than expected. So it's very possible we're also seeing either earthquake changes or seasonal or daily temperature-forced changes. They don't really know. It just indicates that even at Mercury, which looks like the moon, things do change. There is processes going on there, and we really don't know what they are.
We have 30 seconds. What is Lunar Trailblazer?
This was an orbiter that NASA was trying to get built for very little money. They were trying to demonstrate that they could build an orbiter to do science around the moon for very little money. The project's in big trouble. Lockheed Martin was the main contractor, and they are over budget and behind schedule, and NASA is even considering canceling the project entirely.
Do we have an orbiter on the moon now, Bob? I don't remember.
Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter is still circling the moon, taking pictures, and then, you know, getting a full survey of the entire planet.
So this works. This would augment the rover, orbiter we have now, if it launches, Lunar Trailblazer. Bob Zimmerman, I hate to lose robots, Bob. It's not their fault of cost overruns. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.